From a teammate standpoint, what have you been impressed with in Tucker Poolman's game in the games that he's played for you during the regular season?
He's got a real calmness to his game, a lot of poise. I think he plays a very patient game, and it's a great thing to see out of a young guy. You know, doesn't get rattled. I mean, even his first game in Edmonton, there, you know, we were 0-2 at the time, kind of reeling, and just stood right in there and did a great job.
Like, in talking with their team, it seems like their belief is that really tight, aggressive gaps are what they need to do to succeed. As a speedy player and a speedy team, what kind of opportunity may that present?
That's the game we play as well. And so I think when you see a team, you know, you play against Chicago a lot, that's what they try to do. That's just a lot of pucks in behind them. You know, their gaps are only as good as you want to be with the puck, and if you want to try to make plays in front of them, it's tough. But you put pucks in behind them with fast forwards and make their defensemen turn, make their good players turn and go retrieve pucks in their zone and break them out 200 feet. You know, that can be a little bit irritating to play.
Some of the players on their team feel that the refs sent a message in that last game, not just for that game, but for this series, that all of the extracurriculars are not going to be allowed going forward. Is that the message that you and your team have received?
Well, you know what? I think even around the league, you look at the playoff series and the first two games were, you know, physical and bordering on, you know, maybe a little bit crossing the line. Players getting hurt, guys elbowing guys in the head and hitting guys when they're on their knees. So I think we all want to play hard. We all want to finish every check, play within the lines and the rules. And I think they're trying to clean some of that stuff up. You know, let the guys hit each other as hard as they want. But the BS, you know, that there's no place for that. So I think they're trying to clean up some of that stuff.
So because we've seen a little bit of that in this series, if that gets stamped out, how does that affect the complexity of this series?
I think you play as hard as you can in between whistles. Scrums are going to happen. It doesn't change anything. I think you know from our team, we play extremely hard and extremely fast. You know, between whistles, and guy has the puck and his head down. Try to get a lick on him, separate him from the puck. Other than that, nothing changes.